Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria 30, Tzaneen 34, and Malahleni 29 grade.
Got a couple of issues on the roads, mostly at the Wisselaars. Okay, so R24 westbound, Edenvale side, queuing traffic towards the N12 merge in Bedford View. Slow moving traffic on the N3 northbound ramp to the N12 east at Galulies.
Die afgetrede hoofregter Raymond Zondo het pogings veroordeel om die reputasie van die voormalige minister van staatsondernemings Pravin Gordhan te skaad wat na 'n kankerstryd oorlede is. Zondo het by die Gordhan huis in KwaZulu-Natal gepraat. 'N Spesiale amptelike begrafnis vind vandag by die Durbanse internasionale konvensiesentrum plaas.
Those are people who have hated him for a long time. Some of them at least are people who have accused him of corruption and yet they've never come up with any evidence, and they're just saying all kinds of things. Pravin Gordhan was an honorable man.
Die anti-apartheid aktivis en vriend Mac Marad sê hy was gefrustreerd oor die ANC se verdraagsaamheid teenoor baie staatskapingsfigure wat steeds leierposisies in die party bekleed.
Despite his disappointment with the ANC and misgivings about the party's future, he continued to support and campaign for the ANC. He remained deeply concerned about the continued existence of networks of patronage and corruption embedded in parastatals.
Vir meer besoek checkaroundfm.com en klik op news. In ander nuus, president Cyril Ramaphosa sê Suid-Afrika moet sy weermag versterk en daarin beklee om meer wapens te belê in die departement van verdediging te bekom. Ramaphosa het onlangs aangekondig Denel sal voortgaan onder die ministerie van verdediging en militêre veterane. Tydens 'n besoek aan die wapenvervaardiger het hy beloof die regering sal voortgaan om Denel te ondersteun.
Our Denel, as we all know, has gone through a horrendous period during state capture, but I'm glad to hear and to see that they are rebuilding it. Denel is being rebuilt, so I did spend time talking to them now and also seeing what they produce. So Denel is coming back to its glory days.
Die minister van water en sanitasie, Pemi Majondina, sê haar departement het sy ondersoek na die ineenstorting van die Jagtersfontein myndam afgehandel. Die ramp het 2 jaar gelede plaasgevind in die Vrystaatse myndorp. 3 mense is dood en talle ander is dakloos gelaat.
Our department has concluded criminal investigation and the docket has been handed over to the National Prosecuting Authority. The responsible prosecutor has acquired all statements and affidavits. The matter is expected to be enrolled in 2025.
En die Gautengse regering het tans 45 onvoltooide infrastruktuurprojekte van miljoene rande elk. Dit is volgens die provinsiale tesorie se voorlegging aan lede van die Nasionale Raad van Provinsies. Van hierdie projekte is 24 tans in die proses om voltooi te word, terwyl 5 nog in die beplanningsfase is. Ek is Chanel September, top story at the hour. Retired Chief Justice Raymond Zondo has condemned efforts to damage the reputation of former public enterprise Minister Pravin Gordhan.
Yeah, let him come with the proof, huh? Let him come. Thank you very much, Chanel September, you fabulous human being. So did you see the thing yesterday that popped up on the socials? And I looked at it and I'm like, I laughed. I thought, oh, it's a joke. It's a lekker grapje. Snow report, South Africa.
What?
Heavy snowfall will affect driving on the N3 and other routes likely from early Friday morning. This snow event may affect driving significantly in a number of regions, mostly along the Drakensberge. So, when the Weather Bureau told us on Monday that the temperature will dal to 22 for Johannesburg and 24 op Vrydag, met 60% moontlikheid van reën. We were like, oh, come on, man. We're in the heat wave. Apparently not. Don't pack away your snowshoes just yet. But keep the stilettos on standby. There you go. Thank you, Chanel. More news coming up top of each hour throughout the course of